This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People news bulletin. In 2012, Eli Broad, Los Angeles-based billionaire developer and philanthropist, publicly proclaimed his support for California's Proposition 30, a bill aiming to raise income taxes on the wealthiest Californians to stave off massive school budget cuts. "I do support it," Broad told the LA Times in an article all about his progressive endorsement. "Those of us that are wealthy, like myself, should pay more. There are so many human needs in education and elsewhere." It was not until 2 years later that a state investigation uncovered Broad's scheme. While soaking in public praise for supporting the tax, he smuggled $1 million into the Koch brothers' dark money pack in Arizona in an attempt to defeat the distributive measure. As work requirements and food stamps return in 22 states, the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities estimates 500,000 to 1 million people will lose access to food stamps this year. On gun deaths per 100,000 people, the U.S. is 13th, but in rough company. The worst is Colombia, then Venezuela, El Salvador, Brazil, Jamaica, Uruguay, Bahamas, Ecuador, Argentina, Mexico, and Burundi. When whistleblower lawyers are successful, the plaintiffs collect 15 to 30% of the settlement as their bounty. In 2014, there were 469 of these healthcare fraud settlements with pharmaceutical corporations and hospital networks, resulting in $2.2 billion in fines. In fighting the Ebola crisis, 800 healthcare workers were infected and 500 of them died. On-demand labor platforms like Uber, according to studies, are providing only about one-third of on-demand worker incomes, and workers' participation rates are uneven. Almost half of those who start working through one of the apps stop within 1 month. Hillary Clinton routed Sanders in South Carolina by a 3-to-1 margin with 73% of the vote, leading to more positive confirmation that, as predicted, she's likely to dominate the Southern primaries. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.